you're listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today, Jeff Fish continues our series on God the Son, looking at his role in redemption. Yesterday, we saw him as creator and incarnate, the Word through whom all things were made, who humbled himself to take on flesh. Today we ask, why did he come? The answer is redemption, to purchase us back from sin, death, and the devil. Our key verse is John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. And now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Awaken to Deliver. We've already seen that the Son is eternal, distinct, fully divine, and active in creation. But if we stop there, we have missed the heart of his mission. He did not simply enter creation to be admired. He came to redeem. The word redemption means to buy back, to set free by paying a price. It's a word that is drawn from the slave market. When someone was enslaved, redemption was the act of paying what was necessary to free them. Spiritually speaking, humanity was enslaved to sin, held under death's power, and subject to the devil's rule. The Son came to pay the price that we could never pay to set us free. So let's begin with the Father's initiative. In John chapter 3, verse 16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son." Redemption begins in the Father's love. The cross is not God the Son trying to persuade a reluctant father. It is the Father in love sending his Son so the world might be saved. Romans chapter 5, verse 8 echoes this. It says, "But God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." This means redemption is rooted in love, not our love for God, but his love for us. But how does the Son actually redeem? First, through his perfect life. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15 says, "He was tempted in all things, just as we are, yet without sin." Unlike Adam, who disobeyed, the Son obeyed perfectly. Unlike Israel, who grumbled in the wilderness, the Son trusted in every trial. Unlike us, who fall daily, the Son never once sinned. His obedience was not just personal virtue. It was representative. Romans chapter 5, verse 19 says, "For as through the one man's disobedience, the many were made sinners, so also through the obedience of the one, the many will be made righteous." The Son redeems us not only by dying, but by living the life that we failed to live. Second, it's through his sacrificial death. This is the heart of redemption. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 through 19 say, "Knowing that you were not redeemed with perishable things like silver or gold from your futile way of life, inherited from your forefathers, but with precious blood, as of a lamb, unblemished and spotless, the blood of Christ." The price of redemption was his blood, not money, not good works, not effort. It was his own life. Isaiah chapter 53, verses 5 through 6 foretold it. It says, "But he was pierced for our offenses. He was crushed for our wrongdoings. The punishment for our well-being was laid upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. All of us, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. But the Lord has caused the wrongdoing of all of us to fall on him. At the cross, our sin was laid upon him. The wrath that we deserved was poured out on him. The judgment written against us was nailed to the cross. Colossians chapter 2, verse 14 says, having canceled the certificate of death consisting of decrees against us, which was hostile to us, he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. That is redemption. Debt canceled, chains broken, and freedom purchased. Third, through his victorious resurrection. If the story ended with the cross, we would only have forgiveness, but not victory. But redemption is not complete without resurrection. Romans chapter 4, verse 25 says, he who was delivered over because of our wrongdoings and was raised because of our justification. The resurrection is the Father's declaration that the payment was accepted. Death could not hold him. The grave could not keep him. Sin's power was broken forever. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 54 through 57 declares, death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. The Son redeems us by conquering not just sin, but death itself. Fourth, through his ascension and intercession. After rising, he ascended to the Father's right hand. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25 says, therefore, he is also able to save forever those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. The work of redemption did not end at the cross or the empty tomb. The Son now intercedes for us, applying his finished work to our lives day by day and sustaining us until the very end. So redemption is complete. His life of obedience, his death as sacrifice, his resurrection as victory, his ascension as intercession. But redemption is also deeply personal. Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 through 5 say, but when the fullness of the time came, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, so that he might redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoptions as sons and daughters. Redemption is not only about sins forgiven, it's about adoption into God's family. The Son came not only to rescue us from hell, but to bring us into sonship, so that we can cry out, Abba, Father. Now let's pause for a minute and think about the cost of redemption. Psalm chapter 49, verses 7 through 8 says, no one can by any means redeem another or give God a ransom for him, for the redemption of their soul is priceless and he should cease imagining forever. No man could pay it. No angel could pay it. Only the Son. Fully God and fully man, could bear the weight of sin and satisfy the justice of God. And this should humble us. Redemption is free to us, but it cost him everything. And here's something else. Redemption is cosmic. Romans chapter 8, verse 21 says, creation itself will be set free from its slavery to corruption, into the freedom of the glory of the children of God. Redemption is not just about your personal salvation, though that is definitely central, but it's about the restoration of the whole universe. The Son came to redeem not just souls, but creation itself. to make all things new. Revelation chapter 21, verse 5 records him saying, "Behold, I am making all things new." And that's the end goal of redemption, a new heaven and a new earth, with no more death, mourning, crying, or pain. Doesn't that sound wonderful? So how do we live in light of this? First, with gratitude. Psalm chapter 107, verse 2 says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." If you've been redeemed, you can't stay silent. Worship is the natural response. Second, with holiness. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20 says, "For you have been bought for a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body." Redemption means that you don't belong to yourself anymore. You belong to Him. So live like it. Third, with confidence. Redemption means that your past is forgiven. Your present is sustained. Your future is secure. You have been bought by the blood, and nothing can snatch you from His hand. And fourth, with mission. Revelation chapter 5, verse 9 pictures the redeemed singing. "You were slaughtered, and you purchased people for God with your blood from every tribe, language, people, and nation." The Son's redemption is global. Our mission is to proclaim it to the ends of the earth. Now let's close with Titus chapter 2, verses 13 through 14. "Looking for the blessed hope and the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Christ Jesus, who gave Himself for us to redeem us from every lawless deed and to purify Himself a people for His own possession, eager for good deeds." Redemption is past. You were bought. Redemption is present. You are being purified. And redemption is future. You will see Him in glory. So when you think of the Son, don't just picture a teacher or a miracle worker. See the Redeemer, the one who lived for you, died for you, rose for you. We will take this deeper by looking at the Son's attributes and authority. What makes Him unique as God the Son, and why He is worthy of all honor, glory, and power. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awakened to Deliver. We pray today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. If this podcast has blessed you, please consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. To stay connected and explore more content from Awakened Bible Ministries, please visit the link tree in the podcast description. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through Patreon or DonorBox. DonorBox also provides a new way for our international listeners to partner with our ministry safely and securely. All giving options can be found through the link tree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.